We have the men in eight members. Towards the end of CK, and that you, the medallist, the bottom line. We're speaking about a problem that a person has a behemoth. He was talking about it was purchased, the ship for two partners. Half belongs to the yid and half belongs to the guy. And the ideal situation would have been when they started the partnership that they should make up that their partners 5 days of the week, Shabbos belongs to the guy and Sunday belongs to the yid. That's the ideal way to solve all problems. But if this was NAFTA, so it comes out they are partners 7 days a week, and the guy is working with the behemah on Shabbos, he's working with the yid behemah. That is the problem which we're trying to find solution. So let us see the bottom line. The yesh matirin, others are matter, al yidei sheyazir Yisrael hafein yehudi. The yid will warn the guy, leyazir bo meloche b'shabbat. He tells him you shouldn't work with the behemah on Shabbos. Ve'im yazir b'yazir, and if you do malacha, hiya achrayus Allah. So the only responsibility will lie on the guy. Vafilo le'onse, afilo anaynis will occur, that is the only responsibility, whatever will occur, if you do work on Shabbos, so whatever occurs to the behemoth, you have full responsibility. And we'll see the Mishnah Berurah that not only if something occurs to the behemoth, but if the behemoth gets cheaper, you're mechuyev to pay me the value what it was when we became shufer. It means you're going to suffer the loss that we went down in value. So the goy has full responsibility on this payment. That should be the agreement. The yichtayv kein ba'al koyishayah. And also they should go to the goyish court and they should get a statement from the court to this agreement that both of them agree the goy is not allowed to do work on Shabbos, and if he does the work on Shabbos, he has the full responsibility. The hashtag, the course, the Zayish course, the hashtag, in four lasses for Malachas is Shabbos. So now, if he does do Malachas Shabbos, ain't not that there must be Israel, this is not considered the Yid Behemoth. They cannot any Yehudi the Chayev Bartel. Since the guy has all responsibilities on the behemoth, it is considered this is the guy's behemoth, and that's a hetzer. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. It's got in Chavtes. Al Yedei Sheyazir, he should warn the guys. But I'll see Yehudi Yeshus Lamacha. It means he has all responsibility, but he does not have the ownership to tell us. It's not his to tell. Afilo Ahi Shavi, it is still considered the guy's behemoth. This goes on for sex, it's not some of them. And now the Mahabha was like, that means in the beginning of the Dallas, he brought down a machlokes. If a guy has all the responsibilities, he didn't look for that the behemoth was allowed to work in Shabbos, is it considered the guy's behemoth? So he says, Yesh Matirim, the Yesh Mainrim, that is also. He brought down two days. That was in Seat Tower. In Seat 8, now the Mahaba asks, like the first day, that thinks he's responsible for all responsibilities, it's considered his. The source number says, Shintas HaMasirim, Lelbis Isalis, the Ochen HaMimayri, the Kidla Olof, the Shusay Linyin, you call the Zula. That is, it gets cheaper, or gets more expensive, it is considered the Shus HaAkof. So even though he does not have any rights to sell it, but since he has all these responsibilities and privileges, so this is considered the guy's behemoth, and the Kmuta, that's the guy who was for the last chapter. The Yichtoif came, lived with whom they milked them, so they should go to court, and this should become the spouse. That means we know that the shutrim, the potters, and the guy is working at Shabbos, and people will be choshed to eat it's your behemoth, your shutrim, if the guy is working at Shabbos. So that's why the ghost of Goyish support, if they put out a statement with this agreement, that if the guy works, the guy has all responsibility, this will become his thousand, and there won't be a shot. Of course, it says, as they say, now the remorse. The remorse says, I go, look the remorse. The soul, the daughter, has said them, Halo, Hilchasanino. We had mentioned before, there are other Ifanis, how we could be matter, that the guy should do work with the behemoth. Halacha, these other Seifanim are also good. The Yachel Lasse Eisen Manchayosel. So halachically, the other Aces which we have left before, Meiker Adif, are permissible. The Afilo Ima Behemoth Kulo Shal Yisrael. So now we're speaking about the Shutrim. And the Yid is giving over only his ownership, which is half a bailiff. It's equivalent like it was purchased for Shufid, and they made up in the beginning that it's going to be the Goyes and Shabbos. Not say about things, but we have to make a pilgrim. So also that it had to, because without the skills of the Zachshat, it was that way, the court, so you have to make a bill, so. That is the blue. Tilchus and Lilo. Bahayayzel Tai Yabachola Tajan. The bed had to be. Sheyachna Oysam Loi. He should, there should be. There's a problem. So he works on Shabbos. So the best answer would be they should now make a Maizik Kishin and he should sell it to the guy, the Mechide Gemurah. The Yitzhak Loi, so for Shabbos, not Kaponim, he should sell it to the guy. The Yitzhak Loi, I've got out there, and the guy should give him a down payment. I mean, we're speaking about a behemoth that's worth $1,000. The guy is not interested in buying the behemoth now. He doesn't have, but they bought the behemoth at the beginning. He laid out the money for. So he says, let the Yitzhak sell his chalik to the guy. Now, how should the sale work? The Yitzhak Loi, Oifkav, how's that? Should give him a down payment. The Yitzhak Adonim, Yitzhak Olof, the Milver. And the rest of the money, below him. That means he's selling it to him. So, because the down payment is not sufficient. So, the rest of the money below him. The Yazdim are basically Israel. And we should say the money that you owe me should be, so the animal should be security. That if you don't pay me the money, the animal will be security that I can get back my money from you. Shiyia Batua Bimahita. Now, so if this is the best way, now it was sold to the guy for a job, it's a condition. So, it was sold. Panochin Shiyat Inyina Mechire Bishnei Dayoni Ha'ir. This Mechire should be done in testing. That means when you're selling to a guy, you need proper kinyonim. You need kesef, you need pashitim, you need proper kinyonim. So two laymen are not going to make a kinyon so soon as you get the. So if you want to do something properly, go now to Pesach and make a mechira that whatever proper kinyon was. No, you go to bed here, say, now he's saying to go to Bessif. He's selling it now. He was talking about the case of Stellus. They should answer you didn't say that. The gang, the Yabusamadova, also will go to Bessif. But also become the Sanson. They get cash by the size. So Kidd and Mishabula says, we had if, the Ramal says, whatever you do, with the other you can be talking about. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the first thing there are days, this is the best thing to do, to make a machine tell us to the guys. Or in Shagatian, he says, if this guy is not so compliable, he can tell us another guy. That means his chalik, he can tell us another guy. So Al Kapunim, whatever is working Shabbos, that is paying. You'll sell it. Fine. Asia Mem Shiyuke. I know. The Abs. The Fimbo. Imabema Kula Shayika. I know. The Abs. The Kapolis. The Chayis. The Fuch. Shakosa. The Mashabo. The Shayf. The Bow. Mahani Gamba. There. This Aita is also a good Aita. After English, he shoots Lenny Yudhi Lamacha. Even the Medit, he shoots on Yukhi Vizula. He talks on Bozek and Dasa Yesh Mashiach and Pesach Dalit. But it means the Lamar says, Beikir Adin, you can rely on what the Mashiach says before. That this is the first day in Pesach Dalit. That is, the guy is complete. A guy, a little yukavizula on the bahima, we can consider the guy's bahim. The young shall tell you, because that's what the Gemara says. But let me tell you, the best thing is, the yasa, the shira, the mule, the best thing is, we used to live on my flakes, the 2 days, 6 hours. The young shall tell you, the yasa, the shira, the mule, the canal, the sikot, the mamadalas. If they lost it, come back to my freedom shows, he was the brain, yes, was that just the right. That means we're playing with fire. He is a behemoth, and the guy is going to work with it on Shabbos. In the shayla of an issue, the right. So, in the Makloikin, if this ain't that, he tells the guy, if you work with it, you have complete responsibilities. So the Mechaber says we can rely on the day that holds that it's sufficient. But we're playing with fire. Too, the Mechaber is not voice commanding. So even though the Mechaber says we can rely on it, Mr. Buller says, I'm telling you something better. When it comes to the Eisen, don't be a tightrope walker. And, the Mechaber wants to put it. The Mechaber is not voice commanding. It's the best thing you can sell us. Now, the Inkosheloi. For now, we're going to go all the way, the other way, the exact opposite. The Inkosheloi Lati But if he can't do all these things, he can't make the tough part for the guy. The guy does not spawn in the Kabbalah side. And the ego is a tremendous problem. He doesn't have an ace of what to do. I explain. In Kosho Loilashi, Kolifania et Tareila, the Bushasapa, he goes, Me Yash Loisodas, a person is Kiel, Viavi Loilahaske Bahariki, Laini Yudi, Imloyitin, Loigam Bohim, Lachlishban. Yes, Phil. The only workers he can get a guy sha'oris. A guy sha'oris means that the guy is going to work on the field to get the percentage of the crop. That's the only workers he can get. Get an oris that's going to work on the field. But with this guy, or with these guys, it's a double problem. The guy comes to tell him, there are two problems over here. Number one, I do not possess shvorim to make charisha. You have to supply me the shvorim. I don't have shvorim. You want me for a worker? I'm a worker. I don't have shvorim. So you have to supply which shvorim? Shvorim, no. So now it is banging. And then the guy tells him something else. Let me tell you, I'm going to work at Shabbat. I'm not going into this. I want to make sure there'll be a bumper crop. I'm going to work at shops. This person has healed. This is the only aid. The guy is not going to be a couple of high. This is it. Take it or leave it. And this is what the guy is telling me. You have to give me shvorim, and I'm going to work at shops. Or else, but No one's going to work on the field. This is a shot of cock. So what do we do? Yes, Lishmoy. So now the Mishnah Berurah flexes the shoulders. It's a shot of cock. We have to find the head for the teeth. Yes, Lishmoich al das habachanal. We learned the beginning of the Simen Abba. Shemata yidei sheyavkirim b'fnei shloisha koidem ha-shabbat. That before Shabbat, he goes to three people. He says, he's mafkir all the shvorim. How many people know about it? Some people know about it. Not everyone knows about it. It's not too big of a field for him. He's mafkir the shvorim. Now, so this takes off the issue of the eraser. It's not the shvorim that are working. Takes off the issue of the eraser. Not too many people know about it, so be a shot. People will be speaking about it. But also, Plonim, in this passage, we took off the issue of the eraser, and that's what you should do when you're in a predicament. The Yibusim Adobo, the three people, so that's the type of abuse. V'loyovi lidei chas, v'hevke, ba, two are Aden, v'yidin. V'hevke, v'hliyoi, v'leib sholei. But this he has to make sure. It's not a pinny thing. If we're being mocked at this, he has to know he was mocked at the behemoth for Shabbat. The Hefka for Shabbat. We're not afraid that the guy is busy working with the behemoth and he won't let it be doing it. But he was mocked at the behemoth for Shabbat. He has to do this for like Shalom. I will below shots of cock. English, my color, half kiss my chicken, Tabla, Mishamus, who caught your dollar, Chainiskin, Badar, Hey Moshe, the head. So, because of the Mishamus, told us, Lamaite, if you have the capability of selling the name, making a mice Kenyan in business, that Gloucestershire. Make a mice Kenyan to sell to the guy, this guy or a different guy. And then from a full sense, that is the most proper thing to do. If you cannot do this, so the second thing is that you should speak with the guy, you should be in the capital of Lachai, it's all responsibility. Halachically, we can assume that's also considered like it belongs to the guy. If nothing, there's no other answer, he can be claiming on the box, and he'll be marked as if shopping, the market for shopping, and no for the bed. That means, a while for you, the guy finds out about it, the guy will be going in and shopping for those. That's the price. He went for the price. That's the price of a shame. Shabbatson, he did what he had to do, and the Baba Dachal Kaponim, what he had to do. So then, if he did all these things, so just like there was a prophet, that if the guy is working for himself. So we had a problem. We had a problem that it's the yid behemah. So that's the idea. Abulasi melechet Yisrael b'shabbat, but to work for the yid ain't hesekhlal. Afilu imecholalei behemah b'mechira gemurah. That means that the guy should work on the yid field. He told them the behemah, but the guy is working for him. That's his no ether. Shemikomokim. Oyste ha'eni Yehudi melechet Yisrael b'shabbat b'shmiloi. You have to understand, working on Shabbos is two things. There's the behemah and there's the guy. You sold the behemah to the guy, you took care of the behemah. But now you have to take care of the guy, and the guy is going to work for you. It's no good. But, well, if he's dead, in a susim, whom shall Yisrael? If the yeast, if the susim belongs to the horses, we'll see to him. In a susim, whom shall Yisrael? The gam, rain, the yehudi, who's chiroi, lechol, amalochish, the tarech, ha Yisrael, ein heter, b'mechiret, a susim loi, let's just explain what he just said now. We had in Simon Reish Mem Dalit. A person hired a guy, and he told the guy, I'm hiring you for to do one thing. You should write letters for me. When should you write? Whenever I need a letter, you should write it. Now, according to this data, he hires for the year. He pays him a weekly salary, and his work is whenever I'll need a letter, I'll tell you, you write the letter. Now, this case, normally, that means 365 days of the year, normally the guy has worked for 200 days during the year. It's spread out to 200 days. Such as he hired him for a specific job to write letters. So, in this case, normally 200 days of the year, I'm hanging it works for me. If it's only 200 days and 365 days in the year, the guy can make sure that the halacha should not be done on Shabbos. He has enough time in the year to write another day. Therefore, so when I hired the guy, I'm not hired to work for me on Shabbos. For 365 days in the year, and the work he has will take him 200 days. He does not have to work on Shabbos. This guy wants to work on Shabbos. He wants to accomplish this. He wants to work on Shabbos. So according to the Rambam says this for the even though I hired him to work, but still, because that what I hired him, there is no obligation to work on Shabbos. That what he is working on Shabbos is only for his own benefit. I do not derive any benefit whatsoever that he worked on Shabbos. This is permissible. That's case number one. Case number two is we had before he hired the guy, listen, but whenever I'll need you, I want you to be available. Do this. Whatever any work I'll have, I want you to be available. Now, the guy decided, I'm not telling you to work at Shabbos. I'm not telling you to work at Shabbos. The guy decided to work at Shabbos. Now that the guy decided to work at Shabbos, the guy is now available for me someday, could very well be that since he worked on Shabbos, that's why I have a guy available for me someday. So I am deriving benefits from that at the guy workshop. That means if the setup is such that I'm not deriving benefits from that that he's working on Shabbos. Plenty of time he can do his work. And he's doing it because he wants to do it on Shabbos. That's another Musa. If he was hired for all Malachi, so then one has to take in consideration that there might be a Malachi Sunday that he needs the guy. And that, I didn't tell him to do the Shabbos, but that he did it on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, I won't tell him. Thank you for the invitation. Well, thanks for being so. He worked on Shabbos on Sundays. So this is also. So now we're going to turn to Mishnah Berurah. So Mishnah Berurah goes like this. If I have a guy that drives my horse, or I have a wagon, he's a balagola. There are a multitude of jobs the guy does during the year. He's a jack of all trades. So I'm going to tell the guy now. So he works with my horses also. So there are two problems. There's the horsey and the guy. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, don't think I'm gonna go over to the guy and accept it. I'm selling you the horse. Fine, selling you the horse. Fine. The horses are nice here. Sell them for shopping to the guy. But if you have such a situation that you hired the guy to work for you, whatever you'll need, you're deriving benefits from that he's working on shopping, because that he's available someday. So this is also not because of the horses, because of the guys. Now let's see if any can leave the bullets. Well, if he's that, so he said like this, we were only speaking about that the guy was working for himself. So the whole problem was the horses. You sell the horses, all your problems are found. Well, if he's that, he must choose him who he shall use for. But why does the horse belong to the guy? Yeah. The gam ha'eni Yehudi who's kiloi l'chol melochai she'yisar ha'yisrael. He was hired for everything. Whenever I need you, so I want you to work. Ein etze b'nechira tasushim loy. So you don't have a etze. I sold them the horses. Da'arei osa loy laniach lasik melachtoi. I can't let him do my work because by working Shabbos, I'm getting deriving benefits from that he's available Sunday. So the problem is not the horses. The problem is the guy. You have a guy that's working for you. Elohim came, who must the loy rak u'malach yisru, Lisa in a Susan Leslie kind of a collation that for shoppers. But if he's not highest for all the luck, he only delivers. Now, in delivering is not something that's every day. People don't move every day. You don't have to deliver every day. This is delivering is something that's in the span of a year, 200 days he's working here, but we don't have to say that since he delivered that topic, I'm deriving benefits from space. Because he could have delivered it on Friday, he could have delivered it on Sunday. So if he's only hired by me for one job, so then we have the set of the Rambam. So then the guy is taken care of. I'll tell him the horses are taken care of, and then show them how you start. So that's what the Mishabula says here. But a fellow, he only works, he's a delivery guy. Also, but I can't tell him, everything he says, go on Shabbos, that is, I can't tell him. Hello, the moon, I say, I'm asking, but if he wants to go on Shabbos, I'm not deriving benefit from that he's going on Shabbos. He could have done it on Sunday and Monday, Friday. He did it on Shabbos. He wants to do it on Shabbos. But I'm not deriving benefits. He's not hired for me to work on Shabbos. And the horses belong to him. It's ain't talk, Lamon, name is it. And say your foul thing, but you have to be my foul thing about the Mashiach. I ain't a good aloha, Shemeno. Well, let's finish this thing. Actually, foul thing. I ain't a good aloha, Shemeno. The ain't. Kidai Lahata Ayude Kola Tayrim Elo Bishav Atchag. That means like this. We just said there's the Heter, a guy rented from me, a behemoth. There's a problem. He's in the work on Shabbos. So I'll tell him the behemoth. But to sell avec your business, that my business is in such a way that my whole business exists because I always sell the payment. La Fuki, we'll see in a minute. The Elo Anoshim, Shemoshim Bekabona Eshvarayim, Laini Yehudi, Kedei Sheyasa Behem Melocha Bishabbos. Now, the Bir Aloha, he speaks about such a case. There was a person who had a horse and buggy. This was Yankel's horse and buggy. Yankel, a whole week, he used to deliver things to his horse and buggy. And he takes care of the horse. Shabbos, he's going to sell the horse to the guy. He's going to sell the horse to the guy. Now it's the guy's horse. With the guy, somehow he doesn't have a problem. But the problem is that Yankel's horse and buggy is working on Shabbos. They sold it to him. So this is not... This is not too classic. That means if we know that this is his business, this is his horse, it's us, and every Shabbos we sell it to our day, v'mlocha nikshayz Hashem Yisrael, v'af de'em linchay v'yad ha'mekilen bozeh. There are others who are mazel. That means even though this is, each week is the son, he tells us to the guy, somehow the guy is taken care of. But this is how his whole business is set up. His whole business is set up that each week he tells us to the guy. So you can't be much after the killing. We come back and call our nephews, your fish, who are actually my last is that in the shops at Hats, or be a lot of I'll be a lot of that means like this. This old sermon was written not for how to create a style of life, a style of business. The sermon was written for people who have problems. He rented it out to the guy. We started off the guy said, I'm going to give it back to you, Shabbos. And again, Shabbos is working with it. So what do you do now? In the late 2000s. All these are ages that were brought up to Shabbos times. But to make a lifestyle out of it, this is how my business is going to run. I'm selling the baby to the guy. There are others that are matter, and there are others that are not matter. They just give a goodness. The being a law, he brings this out. There's an Indian of Mechirat Chomet. Mechirat Chomet. The Indian of Mechirat Chomet originated by people who have stocks of Chomet. They own the beer companies, snacks companies, they have thousands and thousands of dollars worth of funds. Because they come out of something. So, this person is in a predicament. So, they made, but in the 90s, they made an Indian of the Jesus Thomas, he comes to our guy, and we relied on this. But if a person has $5 worth of funds, now he has two alternatives. He can throw it away. You can burn it as a chaser. $5. To make it a lifestyle. And listen, the grocery store sells it to the guy. Why can't I sell it to the guy? The big difference. The grocery store has the predicament. And the shots are packed. So we bend backwards. And we'll make a machine. I will be famous on the machine. Yeah. That means even though between you and me, it's a shash, this whole machine is an omer. The guy really thinks he bought the payments. It's done black and white. Officially, it goes, but it's halachically, we rely on this. But he says, this is only a shash of cracks. But to make a lifestyle out of this, one just has to. That's what he said. Yeah. Well, let's first finish. We have to finish the thing. Yes, now, I know my sis. Yisrael sheyesh loitzuch. Ayid has a heart. Here's a predicament. Opo ha-moisho ha-matiroi la-shiloi oi-la-tiroi. That means the head of the province of the town, he has a heart. He comes over to him, the best friends, that he does them a lot of favors. He says, you know, I want to borrow your horse. I want to rent your horse. But who ain't your hello man? He says, how long do you want to borrow the horse? How long do you want to borrow the horse? Now he gets a little, starts sweating a little bit. He says, ride the horse. Come on. My horse. I should rent it then. I should lend it then. I might be speaking for the hand toy. What can I do? They can't tell him, I would prefer not to lend it to you. It may Ava. That's all he needs. The guy will remember this. So what did he do? Yim kirenu loy to dover moor. So he should go over his notes. I love to do this to you, but I'm not allowed to do it. You know, I'm going to sell you the horse for $5. You wanted to rent it for a month, so $50. I'll sell you the horse for $5. Finish. For all you have a racial act, if I can find it just for the horse for $5, it can work for this the whole month. This horse. The master car. What will be afterwards? The guy will give him back the horse. No, give him the rental boat. But now, between you and me, this is a little spooky. if it was a machine who was sold to the tower, we'd pay rent for. But I hear that the whole thing was a joke, the whole thing. Because no. Matone ba'alme yoyblei. Halachically, I can say it was sold. I told the guy, I'm telling you, too, it was sold. The guy wants to give him back the horse. Thank you. The matone from the guy. He wants to give him skidit. Told not that he owes him this fee. It's a matone. Finish. That's what you do in such case. Okay.